makinig sa SBS Filipino.
Magandang umaga po sa inyo lahat at salamat sa inyong pagsubaybay sa atin ngayong Sabado. Kasama natin sa studio ang Miss Philippines Australia 2017 na si Kimberly Street. Good morning, Kimberly!
Magandang umaga sa inyong lahat.
Yes, Kimberly ay medyo nakakaintindi ng Tagalog pero mahirap magsalita. It's hard for you to speak Tagalog, yeah. Isn't it? Yes. Kimberly, you've been on a cruise ship?
Yes, I have.
So what's your experience?
So I went back, so it was about 2012, so 6 years ago, I went on the cruise around the Pacific region. So we went to Vanuatu, Noumea, New Caledonia. I really enjoyed it, yeah. Everything's included on the cruise ship. You got your entertainment, food.
Lots of food,
yes. Yeah, it was just really good to see all the different islands. We went snorkeling.
Mm. Have you seen any Filipino crew?
Yes, I did. There's actually, quite a lot around the cruise ship, which is really good to see.
Yeah. And you said hello to them?
Of course.
At kayo patuloy nakikinig sa SBS Filipino Weekend Edition sa ating programa ngayon. Ito naman ang hindi natin pipigilin, ang ating panauhin na si Kimberly Street. How are you, Kimberly?
I'm good. Very well. Thank you.
Yes. 4 months after winning Miss Philippines Australia 2017, what has kept you busy?
What has kept me busy? Definitely a lot of events have been going. So we had the Christmas Pasco in Darling Harbour, went to the Opera Awards, I recently came back from Philippines. I did a family trip.
Yeah. Can you share your family trip? How long was it?
So we went for 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it was quite nice. We started off in Manila, went to Boracay and El Nido.
And is this your longest visit to the Philippines?
Yes, it was. Yeah, last time I went was quite a while ago, 2001. So.
Wow. 17 years.
17 years, yes.
So you were still 2 years old then.
Yes. And now that I'm 19, so we went for 2 weeks in January.
And now you can remember everything.
Yes.
Yes. And you went to Manila and then Boracay. You visited your family in
visited them some. So some family lived in Manila, so we visited them. And we also, in Boracay, we went to where my grandma grew up, her house, her village in Calibo. So it was nice to see family there and where she grew up.
And when you were there in Calibo, you were able to watch some Ati-Atihan?
That was in on Boracay. So it was a week before the Ati-Atihan festival, and we saw them dancing on the street, the sad side. I got to join in.
Oh, wow.
It was a good experience.
And you have photos to share on Facebook?
Yes, definitely. On my Facebook page, I uploaded some photos and videos.
Yes. And talking about Miss Philippines Australia 2017, you're about to go back to the Philippines in March or in April?
Or in April. It's not confirmed yet, but we, me and Carissa, Miss Charity Queen Australia, along with the pageant committee, will be going with us to the Philippines again, where we'll be attending, meeting important people, going to some TV shows, and of course, going to charity, because we raised money for the charity, so we'll be going to House of Angels, where we'll distribute the money that was raised throughout the pageant to the children.
Mm. So how long will the trip be? Do you know?
It will be another 2 weeks as well.
Oh, wow. So
yes.
Another
2 weeks.
Yes.
Yeah, two visits in 1 year.
That's great. And it's still the start of the year.
Yes.
You can still go back.
Yeah. Why not?
Yes. After winning the pageant, Miss Philippines Australia, what have you learned?
I've learned more about myself. This time last year when I was applying, I never thought that I had what it take to to win this pageant. I was very shy, but joining it, got a lot of personal growth, got a good experience, meet very nice people who supported me, and I've grown as a person and Yeah.
Yeah. Do you intend to join another pageant soon?
I think I will, yeah. Maybe in the next few years, we'll see what happens. But yeah, I would love to do another pageant.
And do you think you'll go back to the Philippines and join beauty pageant there instead of here?
Oh, possibly, yes.
Yes, I know you're very tall. As we were walking, going in the studio, like I was like this, if people can see on Facebook. And for those listening to us who are planning or thinking of joining any pageant, what can you give them as advice?
Advice, if you're really passionate about embracing your Filipino culture and really want to get involved with the community, I definitely think that you should join this pageant. I believe today is actually the applications opening for Miss Philippines Australia 2018. So any girls out there who want to make a difference and, yeah, get more involved, I definitely recommend joining.
Because this pageant is not only looking into the beauty.
Yeah. So but the crown that I have is not only there to make me look pretty. It's a responsibility, a role, to be a role model for younger girls and, yeah, to really, yeah, believe in themselves and... Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe doon sa mga nakikinig sa atin na gustong sumali to be part of the Miss Philippines Australia, maybe you can get information from their Facebook page.
From their Facebook page,
which
is Miss Philippines Australia.
Yes, it's easy. Miss Philippines Australia.
Yes.
And aside from Miss Philippines Australia, you're also studying.
Yeah, so I'm going into my second year of a Bachelor of Commerce, majoring in accounting and finance. So I'll be starting my second year on the 1st of March.
Wow, so you love numbers?
Yes, I do. I like maths, yeah.
So what do you intend to do after finishing your course?
After my course, hopefully get a working in the finance industry and...
Calling companies. So there you go. At yan na po ang kabuuan ng ating programa. At syempre, nagpapasalamat tayo kay Kimberly sa pagsama. Thank you for coming today.
Thank you for having me.
sbs.com.au/Filipino